Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Miss Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joins us on this segment of Rutherford Issues. A semi-regular on the show, Terry.
Semi-regular. Every time you'll have me, I'm here.
We'll have you anytime, because a lot of folks have commented that they enjoy hearing what you have to say because it keeps them, you know, kind of in the right frame of mind, keep them from being scammed and things of that nature. So
I try, Brian.
Good stuff.
I really do.
Always here to help. And one thing that is coming up that will help a lot of folks is the Shred event right after Tax Day.
Absolutely. That'll be April the 20th. It's on a Saturday from 9 until noon. We will be in the Lowe's parking lot like we are every year. Lowe's on Old Fort Parkway. We invite everyone to come out, bring all of the old credit cards, bank statements, whatever it is you've got piling up around the house. Bring them out. We'll shred them on site. Max Shred will be doing that for us again. And we'll shred them on site. And best of all, it's absolutely free.
So no clothes or any of that other spring cleaning stuff. You have to take it somewhere else.
No shoes, no socks, but papers we'll take.
I'm sure that that's been in a box or two.
Yes, it has. Not to mention spiders and so yeah, we get it all sometimes. But
well,
if
you'll
just bring those boxes of paper,
yep,
I'll help you with any way I can.
Well, it is a good time of the year to do some spring cleaning, and that obviously is one of those. If you have filing cabinets at home that are full of, you know, papers from the 1970s and canceled checks. You remember when you used to get all of your canceled checks in the mail?
Absolutely. I do.
My dad still has some of those. I think it's time to get rid of those.
You know what? I might too, actually. I probably need to clean some drawers as well. There's probably a box or two in
probably
the closet.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Shred event is always a big deal. It's you have that twice a year, and this is the spring, right?
Right. April and again in October. And if you have any questions about what to shred and how long to keep documents prior to getting rid of them, you can find that on our website at gobbb.org.
That's gobbb.org. And Terry is always here to give us updates on alerts and things that we should be watching out for. And there is a moving company that is raising some eyebrows, I understand.
Absolutely. It's Eco Van Lines, and they're located at 3624 Trousdale Drive in Nashville, Tennessee. We've had 14 complaints over the last 12 months. And the consumers alleged that their items were damaged, missing, or final invoices were much higher than originally quoted. In addition, some complaints say that the delivery of the items were received many days, sometimes months, after the scheduled delivery date. So they also said that boxes were opened, belongings were rifled through.
Wow.
So you do need to be careful with this company. We have sent certified correspondence to them and requested that they voluntarily cooperate with us in eliminating their pattern of complaint. However, the company has yet to respond back. So consumers, we did some research, and we also found out that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration revoke this company's household goods common carrier's license last October. So you do want to be careful. If you're going to move, check with neighbors, check with friends, plan you know, 6 to 8 weeks in advance. Ask someone to recommend a mover that they've been happy with past moves, and always go online or call our office and check the company's record with the BBB.
I've seen those vans around everywhere.
I know. You do. You absolutely do. One consumer said that they actually delivered the truck and pulled up in the driveway and demanded 40% more than what her bill was. So rather than $5,000 bill for moving, they wanted $16,000, and they wanted it in cash prior to unloading her belongings.
Good grief.
So that's quite the situation. I would not want to be in that situation.
Well, that's quite the expense. I'm glad I'm not moving anytime soon.
Absolutely. So always get an estimate. Make sure you keep a copy. And, you know, I get a lot of complaints on movers anyway, but usually, sometimes I can see both sides of the coin, mm-hmm. and consumers say they did not empty the attic, or they didn't get things out of the basement or the garage. That has to be listed as a room on your move. So you need to do that as well.
You know, I'd also think that, you know, if you suspect maybe something has been taken, you really need to have kind of a list of your belongings, kind of an inventory.
You do need an inventory, and make sure that you keep it all up to date. Make sure items are numbered and really good descriptions of them. And most people, when they do file a complaint with me about a mover, it's because something's been damaged and the movers are only liable to give them 60 cents per pound per article.
Wow.
60 cents. So you take a rather expensive TV and say it's, you know, 100 pounds and you get 60 cents per pound, that's $60. So
on probably a $1,000 television.
Exactly. So it's not going to be full replacement cost. You do have to buy that additional liability protection. It is at an extra charge, and I really suggest that.
It's in the small type, I'm sure. When you sign your paper, you know, that's what obligates you.
That's right. It's always in that fine print.
Always take a look at that. So you're talking about the insurance. That is something that's probably a really good idea if you're moving to partake in.
Absolutely. I would do it if I were moving across to him.
Yeah.
I would take that out.
Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau joining us today. And as we look back at 2012 and a number of the top scams, and I'm sure that this list from one year to the next, top scams will probably, you'll have some of the similar ones on there.
You do. You have some variation, and they'll bring back old scams and put a tweak to them and a new twist. But yeah, the first one is the top overpayment fake check scam. This is the car ads.
Oh, okay.
We had talked about just get paid for driving around, and a prominent company offers 400 plus a week if you'll drive around with their logo plastered all over your vehicle.
You know, there was a police report recently about that happening here in town.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to see if I can dig it up on our website.
I would love that. You know, the company sends you a check and you deposit it in your account, and then you wire, bad word,
wire.
You wire part of the payment to the graphic designer who's going to customize your ad for your vehicle. A week later, the check bounces, the graphic designer's nowhere to be found, and you're out the money that you wired.
That is one of the, I think, a theme that we're going to see here with these top scams, going to be the use of the wiring of money, right?
Absolutely. The second one, wiring of money, it's the grandparent scam. And it's been around for a long time, but it's still so prevalent. We probably need to mention again, grandchild, niece, nephew is traveling around and calls or emails grandmother or grandfather to say that he or she's been mugged or arrested or hurt, needs money, and please don't tell mom and dad.
Mm.
And you know, that information is so prevalent on social media nowadays, it's very easy to get grandma's grandchildren's names, you know.
Sure.
And they say don't check with mom and dad, but always check with mom and dad.
But this is because it's an emergency and I need help now, and this
absolutely
is what happened.
It's that spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. You get caught up in it, and sometimes, you know, logic goes out the window. But take a deep breath and rethink that situation.
Also, you know, maybe ask a question that you know that your grandchild or niece or nephew would be able to answer.
Absolutely.
And if they can't, then that kind of lets you know.
That's a very good plan. But so many people don't pre-plan for that type of thing. And, you know, I did have a lady call me, and she actually sent $3,500 Western Union. Mm. She thought her grandson was in the hospital. So,
Terry with the Better Business Bureau here, and talking about the top scams from the last year. Mystery shopping scams, I guess, are still biggies too.
They are still biggies, and you know that if I were at home, that I think I love to shop. I would say let's go for it.
Yeah.
But you do have to be careful, because scammers have also figured out that people, you know, are all for that. So, same thing, the overpayment scam, as we were talking about. They'll tell you that they're evaluating. Sometimes they'll even say, we're evaluating Western Union. Send you a check, you deposit it, and send us 3/4 of it, and then rate them. Well, once that money's gone, it's gone, and a week later, the check bounces. So just be careful. Now, there is legitimate jobs, and there is a mysteryshop.org mm-hmm. that you can go to. So that is legitimate, and there are jobs there.
But they're not as numerous as maybe one's led to believe.
They are not as numerous. Absolutely not.
Terry, what about non-existent loans? What kind of scam is that?
You know, people call and tell you. We had a really big wave of that with Blockbuster Video. And people were getting phone calls, you owe this for non-returned movies and overdue fees.
Oh, during the bankruptcy
yes,
thing.
Yes, okay. Yes. And they, you know, and some places that's for loans, some places for advance or loan type thing. They'll tell you that you can get no credit check, easy repayment. But you have to make your first payment up front for insurance purposes, and you have to buy an insurance policy. So beware of that. Usually they're just trying to get your information for identity theft. So, and if you do get something that involves a loan that you have repaid or you feel you don't owe, they have to give you that in writing. That is the law. So check everything out. Don't let them bully you and have you giving credit cards or personal information up.
You know, I've heard that President Obama will pay your utility bills too.
A lot of people heard that, Ryan. He never paid mine.
No, he didn't mine either.
But, you know, people were going door to door. There was letters and emails going out about a new government program. The victims that did register for this pay your utility bills, mm-hmm. they provided scammers with everything they needed, Social Security, addresses, names, numbers, for identity theft. So have to be careful with that.
Let's see. I'm going to let you pick out. We've got several here left in only a couple of minutes, but you've got the Jamaican phone lottery scam, Facebook and Storm Chasers, and where do you want to go with this?
We already know about Storm Chasers.
Yeah.
The Jamaican lottery is huge, and it flares up again and again. It's out again this year in 2013. I have people that call me and say, Terry, I've won $2 million and a new Mercedes, and all I have to do is pay a fee when they bring that Mercedes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. You know, just hang up and then file a phone fraud report with the appropriate government agency, such as the FTC. It is fake. I mean, I've had these people that really get rough with consumers and say, we're down the street, we're coming right now. It starts out at 500 and then they need 1,000 to deliver this Mercedes. The police have pulled us over, and we've got to pay taxes right now. So it's out there. I get calls every week about it.
And so they then want you to go wire that money?
To pick it up in cash.
Oh, they want to pick it up.
They're in a van, and they want to come pick that $500,000 up in cash.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So beware of that. Don't let people in your home. And, you know, if you don't enter a lottery or a sweepstakes, you're not going to win one.
Yeah. You know, one big thing, too, that's out there with all the, United States is sports crazy. You've got lots of sports memorabilia out there. You have to be careful to know that it's authentic.
That's right. We talked about that with the Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a lot of that. And we do have complaints over over poor quality sports memorabilia that's mm-hmm. been ordered on the internet. So go to a legitimate store, go to the a website that offers the team website, whatever, but don't buy it just from anybody.
You know, we've talked about this as well, and just bears mentioning, because every time that there's a big tragedy or something of that nature, you know, there are organizations that pop up that want to give money to different groups. Take Newtown, Connecticut, for instance, and it's not a legitimate a legitimate charity here, and they're just scamming money.
They were scamming money, and after that tragic shooting, within hours, mm-hmm. there was a woman that had already gone up on social media claiming to be one of those children's aunts. She was scamming money. And of course, people give that. I mean, that touched all of us. But before any charity, I suggest that you go online at gobbb.org. We have a Wise Giving Alliance. And we've done charities that are listed with us that are, you know, give what they say they're going to do. I really suggest you go online, look them up, find out how long they've been, how much of your money, how much of your $1 goes to that charity. You can find that out online.
GoBBB.org is a great resource for us as well. And don't forget, you can look for businesses here that are accredited businesses that you want to do business with. If you're doing home remodeling or things of that nature, it's an awfully good place to keep yourself and your money and your investments protected.
Absolutely, Brian.
Miss Terry, we'll see you here in a few weeks.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues. We'll be right back.
It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.